to make a difference if it's a public cemetery or if it's a private one like some people have around their house, particularly out in the country? Still call that a cemetery?
I'm not sure. I think that like if someone has a person might have a family cemetery, but just in my mind, at any rate, that cemetery denotes or connotes a place which is kept up, which is tended, while a graveyard is just a place that is left untended.
Okay. What about the back?
You might think of a graveyard as being maybe on unhallowed ground or something.
Okay.
You don't mind walking to cemeteries at night. It's a graveyard. You
that you have to worry about. Okay. The box that people are buried in is called a
casket.
Okay. And you might say of somebody, he was a really important man. Nearly everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. And the place that people are buried from is called a, if they're not buried from their church or their home, they're buried from a
funeral home.
Okay. And if the people are dressed in black, you say they're in
mourning.
Okay. Anything else when people are really worked up over a death in the family? Any other words used around here? If the women lost control of themselves, you'd say they were
hysterical.
Hysterical. Okay. If somebody meets you on the
street, we might say that. Oh, Wilda Hawkins' husband is dead 3 years now. She's still grieving.
Grieving. Okay. Okay. But that would be okay. That wouldn't be like hysterical. That would be something else completely. Okay. If on the average day somebody asks you how are you feeling, your normal answer is. If you meet somebody on the street and they say hi,
pretty good.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. Okay. If someone's troubled.
Although I must admit that in recent times, my answer's been more like so-so.
Okay. I think that has.
Although for the past couple of weeks, so it's been pretty good.
I've often wondered if that's related to age. You know,
I think it must be.
If someone's troubled, you might say, and you're trying to allay their fears about something, you might say, it'll come out all right. Just don't
worry.
Okay. And the disease of your joints is called?
Rheumatism.
Okay.
Arthritis.
Rheumatism or arthritis. Okay. And there's a very severe sore throat that people used to get, particularly children, with blisters even on the inside of the throat.
Strep throat?
Strep throat. Okay. And then the disease that makes you turn yellow.
Well, there's several.
Okay.
Jello fever.
Uh-huh.
I think malaria also. There's jaundice.
Okay. That's enough. Yeah. When you have your appendix taken out, you say you had an attack of
appendicitis.
Okay, and if somebody ate something that didn't agree with them, if it wouldn't stay down, you say you had to what?
Had to throw up.
Okay.
Was nauseated.
Or he was nauseated. Other ways of saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to think of